Okay, I am Judge Donald Horowitz, and I'm happy to be interviewing you in the second part of this interview. Mm-hmm. You have the current trial that you are working on now. I recognize that Military One is over in terms of the evidence, but you're waiting for the decision.
Yes.
And have you made the arguments, by the way, in Military One?
We have.
The final arguments
they
have been
made.
They were
made pretty soon after the close of the evidence.
Okay. Yeah. So now it's in the hands of the tribunal, the judges.
Yes.
And their assistants.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And what is the current trial you're working on?
Mm-hmm. The current trial that I'm working on, the accused person there is, his name is Calixt Kalamansira, and his position in April 1994 was that of Directeur du Cabinet, or Secretary General. Minister of Interior.
Okay.
So as far the ministry, the Rana ministry, they have a minister, and then under them there is a civil servant that is called Directeur du Cabinet, and he's the head of the cabinet of that ministry.
Is this a single defendant trial?
It's a single defendant trial, and it's limited geographically to about 5 communes in Butare Prefecture.
Okay.
So this person, the accused was hailed from Butare Prefecture, from Muganza Commune, and the indictment against him focuses on his acts and conducts in Butare Prefecture. And it's what we called a 6-1 case, which means that 6-1 refers to Article 6-1 of the statute, mm-hmm. which means that it is his personal acts and conduct that he's being charged with. It is not a case of superior responsibility. So you could describe it as a fairly straightforward case.
You could,
yeah.
Would you?
I would. You know, I think it's been... Probably this means we have to release it in 5 years, but no, it has always been therapeutic for me to do a much smaller case, not to minimize it in any way, but it's smaller in time, in geographic-wise, you know, just one accused. The prosecution's case is done.
How many witnesses?
24 witnesses in 16 days, which I'm very proud of.
in 1-6 or 6-0 days?
No, 1-6.
Good, okay.
Yes. So we felt that this was a case that we could do quickly. All witnesses we had except one came in and spoke, gave direct evidence on the acts and conducts of the accused. So it was pretty much swearing the witness in, asking them, do you know this person? Who is he? How do you know him? Where did you see him? What did you see him do? And goodbye.
Okay.
So the evidence in chief of most of the prosecution witnesses were about an hour to two. The defense took a little longer in cross-examination, but we still managed to do 24 witnesses in 16 okay. days.
And when will the defense start their case?
On 17th of November.
Okay, so fairly soon.
Fairly soon.
Okay. Have there been any complaints about too short a time between prosecution and defense in this case?
Well, the prosecution took the position that we should have started the case, the defense case, mid-October and finished it this year. Mm-hmm. The defense objected to that and the chamber ruled in their favor.
Okay, so they start a month later then?
Yes. And we will then spill over into 2009 with a couple of weeks. Okay. We don't know exactly when. We don't have a scheduling order for that.
Do you know approximately how many witnesses they're expecting?
They have listed 71, okay. including the accused. They have also said that they don't intend to call 71, but haven't given us a definite number.
Okay. With respect to the accused, because I'm going to ask some what may seem to be dumb questions, mm-hmm. because there's a combination of common law and civil law. Does the accused, if you wanted to call the accused,
mm-hmm.
would you be able to force that to happen?
No.
Okay, so it's like the common law
it
in that
is.
Respect.
Mm. Whereas where I'm from, the first person to be heard, whether he or she wants or not, is the accused.
Okay. Mm. So if the accused is going to testify, it's going to be his own people who call him, unless they yes. allow you to call him.
Exactly.
Okay. Can you, and if you're not comfortable doing this, say so. Mm-hmm. What's the nature of the crimes that he was alleged to have personally committed?
Most of them are what you would call encouragement, instigation. It's charged with genocide.
Yes.
And direct and public incitement to commit genocide. That's obviously, right. We have what we call different forms of commission,
sure.
as you have in most common law jurisdiction and other jurisdictions as
That's
well.
Right.
And is charged with the whole spectrum of the various forms of commission that we have. But most of the crimes or most of his acts and conducts can be qualified as ordering, instigating, you could argue committing in the context of using other persons as his instruments
okay.
to commit the crime. But there are not, he doesn't go around shooting people, or he doesn't go around, you know.
Macheting people.
No, okay. none of the, like
I mean,
our
himself.
Accused.
Himself.
No, our accused don't do that. The accused we're dealing with are the kind of people that will have someone else carrying a briefcase.
Understood.
So by no way will they carry a machete themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. How many? How long has the defendant in this case, which is a single case,
mm-hmm.
been in custody?
And you have to forgive me if I don't get things right here.
It doesn't need to be exact.
Yeah, because you know I came into the case when it was getting ready for trial, and
mm-hmm.
as a trial lawyer, you often don't deal with it before that. The indictment is from July 2005. He was apprehended soon thereafter, so he spent a couple of years in pretrial detention.
Okay. Which is less than a lot of them did, I gather.
He was a late arrest.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. And how many total trials have you been in? You mentioned Military One and this one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been in any others?
Not on the floor, not arguing.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with pretrial work and motion work in relation to the Samantha trial, Military Two trial initially.
Okay.
So, but I haven't been on my feet in any other trials than those
okay.
two. I'm trying to think now, but no, I don't. I haven't.
Okay. Pardon me. Mm.